The daughter of a former High Court Chief Justice and a former Melbourne tax accountant are the two new judges set to join Australia's High Court. Jacqueline Gleeson and Simon Stewart will replace Justice Geoffrey Nettle and Virginia Bell, who are both due to retire in the coming months. Our judges have a mandatory retirement age. The lead-up to yesterday's announcement was in stark contrast to the politically charged atmosphere surrounding the latest appointment to the US Supreme Court. Pauline Wright is the President of the Law Council of Australia. Pauline Wright, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thanks very much, Fran.
Before we come to these High Court appointments, can I just get your view? I know you've been speaking about this escalating argument and stoush with Qatar over the treatment of those women who are removed from aeroplanes, at least some, subjected to physical examinations in the airport earlier this month. Do these women, you've been thinking about this for a few days now, do these women have any legal recourse?
Look, it's very hard to say because, of course, Qatar has its own laws. And when people are travelling, they have to abide by the laws of the local jurisdiction. So without knowing precisely what the Qatar laws say, it's difficult to know whether or not it was lawful. Lawful or not, certainly it breached these people's human rights. There's no doubt about that. Under international human rights law, you would have thought that it's a clear breach. It's depriving them of liberty. They weren't told what it was about. There was no inquiry of them before the medical procedure was undertaken about whether they might have given birth. So there was an alternative that was less intrusive available.
And would there be any debate over whether it was a level of assault, if not sexual assault?
Well, potentially assault. I've got hesitation about whether it would be considered a sexual assault.
Yep.
Obviously, the place of touching is an intimate part of the body. But, again, it depends on... usually whether something's a sexual assault will depend on whether there's an intention for it to be sexual touching.
Yeah, right.
Certainly
okay.
Under our law. But again, it's depending a bit on Qatar law. So all of that would need to be looked at by an expert in international human rights law.
Okay, let's go now to these two new appointments to the High Court. It's a major moment when we have new judges appointed to the High Court, and here we've got two, Jacqueline Gleeson and Simon Stewart. It's been described in some media reports as the Morrison government putting a conservative stamp on the bench. Is that how you see it?
Look, I don't actually. I think that, you know, nobody could accuse the Honourable Justice Jacqueline Gleeson as being a conservative. I think that Australia's history of appointing High Court judges is not politically fraught in the same way as the United States is. I think both of those appointments, Justice Simon Stewart and Justice Jacqueline Gleeson, would be welcome appointments by and large by the profession. I think everybody would agree that they're excellent judges of the federal court.
Often judges are described as black-letter law judges or otherwise, and I guess that's where the conservatism comes in. Are both these judges more in that mode than what others might call activist or adventurist?
Well, certainly, Justice Simon Stewart has the reputation of being a black-letter lawyer. He's a very experienced lawyer in tax and other... So you have to be a black-letter lawyer if you're practising or if you're adjudicating in those areas. So that's no surprise. But I think that we do have a history in Australia of having judicial appointments that work ultimately. Some people have made comments in the past about this judge or that,
mm-hmm.
Tending to be conservative, but when they get onto the bench, what we find is that they're actually very objective and do their job as we would expect.
So we don't tend to have a divide within the court along progressive and conservative lines? I mean, individual judges perhaps obviously so, but sometimes it switches around. Is that the case on our court at the moment?
I think it is, yes. I mean, look, people have personalities, and that they bring that with them to the bench. And that's why it's good to have a diverse bench, because then you get the diversity of perspectives. So at any given time, you will have a number of more conservative thinkers and more progressive thinkers, which...
Is that a balance that the Attorney General of the day, who basically gets to call this, has in mind? And do you know? Do you have any insight into that?
Well, look, it's hard to know that. That is something that probably isn't altogether satisfactory in Australia, is the actual appointment process, because nobody can be sure of what the process is or what values are placed when someone's being appointed, because of our process that is essentially shrouded in mystery. It's a behind closed doors process.
And what about diversity? I mean, here we are, a woman has replaced a woman, which is good for the gender balance, but, you know, it's pretty unbelievable we're still even thinking about that as a thing. But is the High Court generally otherwise not particularly culturally diverse? Is it reflective of Australia? Is that a problem?
That's right. Look, I think that it behoves us well when our judiciary does reflect our community well. And I think that we've got a really quite diverse legal profession now, which is reflective of our community. But the senior courts haven't yet reflected that. For instance, you don't see many judges of Asian ancestry on the bench, and yet they make up a very large part of our population. So this is something that in due course we'd hope to see happen, together with a more transparent appointment process.
All right, and we've been talking about that for quite a long time now. Nothing ever seems to change much. But Pauline Wright, thank you very much for joining us.
That's a pleasure, Fran. Thank you.
Pauline Wright from the Law Council of Australia, and congratulations to the new chief, to the new justices, Simon Stewart and Jacqueline Gleeson. Jacqueline Gleeson, of course, is a well-connected daughter of a former High Court Chief Justice. So two new judges on the High Court.